getting more expensive. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. A new report shows inflation in May spiked 8.6%, the highest since 1981.
Inflation costing Americans an extra $460 a month, according to analysts. Gas is up nearly 50%, airline tickets nearly 40%, used cars and milk up 15%. In addition to a nationwide baby formula shortage, the price of baby food is up 13%. Monthly rent is up 5%. Republicans in the White House disagree on who's to blame. But last night, reportedly, President Biden told a group of Democratic fundraisers that inflation will be here for a while and the prices will only come down gradually.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson of the White House. The border surge not letting up either.
Just since October 1st, there have been more than 350,000 illegal crossings. Just to put that in perspective for you, that's like the entire population of the city of Anaheim, California, coming across the border in one specific sector.
Fox's Bill Malusian in the Rio Grande Valley. Searing temperatures in the Southwest. Excessive heat warnings are in effect from California through the Southern Plains.
Temperatures today likely getting up to 105 degrees or more in Las Vegas, 107 degrees in Phoenix, and a whole lot of other spots there climbing up into the 90s, 93 degrees in Sacramento. Unfortunately, it is staying hot once again tomorrow.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Thousands of people taking part in rallies across the country today calling on Congress to enact more gun legislation. Reverend Garnell Whitfield, the son of a Buffalo shooting victim, speaking at the March for Our Lives rally in D.C.
We are here to demand justice. Yeah. Justice for those who have been martyred in this struggle and action for those who are yet among us.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Congress next week could pass legislation to help millions of veterans exposed to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Former Army combat engineer Andrew Myatt, who served in Iraq, fought an aggressive leukemia for 3 years, then a skin cancer diagnosis, and now a problem with his lungs.
I've seen probably just about every specialist you could think of.
Burn pits were commonly used by the U.S. military to dispose of trash, including plastics, but also toxic substances like paint, metals, and human waste. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, ranking member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, has fought for the bill with Senator John Tester of Montana. They managed to cut the cost in half from $500 billion over 10 years to now just $278.5 billion. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
High prices continue to be a defining issue for voters, but to many of those in Nevada, it feels like the midterms won't make a difference. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports from Las Vegas.
Amish Segura's 45-minute commute to work hurts. The Nevada native took us along for the ride as she told us about the rising price of just about everything. This is what voters in the Silver State are thinking about as they go to vote, if they vote at all. According to the Secretary of State's office, only about 111,000 Nevadans cast their ballots in the first week of early voting. Among those who do vote, some are ditching their parties. Independent, unaffiliated voters are now the majority statewide over registered Democrats or Republicans.
Joe Biden won the state of Nevada in the 2020 election. The U.S. Census Bureau is requesting $10 million to study the best way to ask about sexual orientation and gender identity, aiming to gather better data on the nation's LGBTQ population. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.